Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Samach. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We know that generally speaking, a korban has to be brought lishmoy. The intent has to be for the sake of this specific korban. But if a person should bring a korban, a kohen will be makrivit shaloi lishmoy. So for instance, during one of the four primary avodos, which is shechita, the kabbalas hadam, the halachos hadam to the mizbeach, or the zrika, if he should have a shaloi lishma intent, he says to himself, well, instead of doing an oila, I actually am intending on doing a shlamim. The halacha is that the korban is still kosher, but the owner was not mekayim his chayva. There is some exception to this rule, which is Pesach and Chatas. Over there, if it's shaloi lishmoy, if the kohen will do the shechita or the kabbalah or the halacha or the zrika, with the intention to make a shlamim instead of a chatas, instead of a chatas or instead of a Pesach, then the korban is actually pasul. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach sheshchata shaloi lishmoy. If the shechita on this Pesach was performed shaloi lishmoy, so instead of it being done l'shem Pesach, he expressed his intention that he's trying to make a shlamim here. The kibel, or if this applied to the kabbalas hadam, when he received the dam in a kli, v'holach, or if this happened during the halacha, when he was walking with the dam towards the mizbeach, v'zorak, or when he applied the dam on the mizbeach, shaloi lishmoy. If either one of these avodos were performed shaloi lishmoy, the Mishnah will tell us that the Pesach is pasul. So this is the ratio of the Mishnah. The Mishnah proceeds to the seif. Oy lishlamoy v'shaloi lishmoy. Or he had two kavanos. One machshava was lishmoy, and the other one shaloi lishmoy. The Gemara will explain exactly what this means. Was it a combined intent in the same avoid, or two separate avoidas? One lishmoy, one shaloi lishmoy. The Gemara will discuss. Oy shaloi lishmoy ulishmoy. Or initially it was shaloi lishmoy, and then he switched over lishmoy, lishem de Pesach. In either one of these cases, pasul. The Pesach is pasul. Explains the Mishnah. What's the example of initiating lishmoy and then reverting over to shaloi lishmoy? Says the Mishnah, lishem Pesach. So he began with a proper machshava, and then he transited over to ulishem shlamim. So first it was lishmoy, then shaloi lishmoy. What is an example of shaloi lishmoy? Lishmoy, lishem shlamim, lishem Pesach. Initially he had shlamim in mind, and then he reverted over to Pesach, so shaloi lishmoy v'lishmoy. In either one of these cases, the Pesach is pasul. Let's see Rashi. It's about 19, 20 lines from the bottom. Rashi says, Masnisen, HaPesach sheshachta shaloi lishmoy, l'shem shlamim. So that was his intent, to make a shlamim. Oy kibel, oy holach, oy zorach shaloi lishmoy. Explains Rashi, Sheba'arva avoides halo. Because in either one of these four avoides, HaPesach nifsal b'machshavta. Im lefsoil, im lefagel, whether it's psul or pickle. Pickle means he had a machshava to eat it beyond the prescribed time, or to be makrev beyond that time. That's pickle. Or psul is like an our Mishnah, shaloi lishmoy. So pertaining to pickle or psul, this applies to any one of these four primary avodas. Kediyolah b'shmaita k'maisa d'zvach. Oy lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy. So he had a mixed machshava, lishmoy and then shaloi lishmoy. The Gemara will explain, Marmar Farish, even machshavas avoda achas kamar. Are we speaking that they're both within the same avoda? Even machshavas shtei avodas. Or perhaps we're speaking about two separate avodas. Kigoin, for instance, kibul lishmoy, the Kabbalah was lishmoy, v'zarok shloi lishmoy. The Gemara will explain. In either one of these cases, says Rashi, pasul. Tichsiv, zevach pesachu. Who indicates that shetesh zvichase l'shem pesach? The shechita has to be l'shem Pesach, to produce a Pesach. Uksiv hu. The word hu is coming to be a might. L'mu'ti nishcha shaloi lishmoy. If he did a shaloi lishmoy, the Pesach is possible. Continues the Gemara. Boi Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the question. So we're referring to the second part of the Mishnah. We had that mixed machshava. Lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy. What are we speaking about? Bavoy de'achas tnan. were they both there during the same avodah? So for instance, he was shoychet with both kavanis. First a shmoy and then a shleil shmoy. Or b'shtei avodas tanan, or was it applied to two separate avodas? Shchita was l'shmoy and the zrika was shleil shmoy. What is the difference? Explains the Gemara. B'avodah achas tanan is in reference to the same avodah. Rabbi Yossi. And we're following Shita's Rabbi Yossi. The Omar, af b'gemar dvorov odom nitfas. Rashi explains that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir, who says that when we have two machshavis, or things that are contradictory, he expressed two things, which are astira to one another. Rabbi Meir says, tfois loshen rishon. Follow the first thing. Ignore the second part. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Af b'gemar dvorov odom nitfas. A person is committed and held accountable for everything that he said, even the ending. Not only the first part of his expression, but everything must be reckoned with. So pertaining to us, we have one avoida. He did a shechita with two machshavos, one l'shmoy and then shelo l'shmoy. It's really a contradiction in terms. You can't have both. It's either l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim. So according to Rabbi Meir, tfois l'shem rishon, we follow the first expression. So in this case, when it was l'shmoy and then followed with shelo l'shmoy, the Pesach is kosher because we only focus on the first part of his expression, l'shmoy. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, everything must be taken into account. And therefore, since he followed with shelo l'shmoy, this Pesach is possible. So is that the case now, Mishnah? Both happened during the same avodah. And the Mishnah that says possible, that's because we're following Rabbi Yossi, that everything must be taken into account. The Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Tvayis Lashon Rishon, he says take the first part and ignore the second part. We have a contradiction in terms. So according to Rabbi Meir, Lishma and Shlo Lishma would be kosher because we just take the first part, the first expression of Lishma, and we ignore the second part. That's one side of the equation. When the Mishnah speaks about Lishmoy and Shlo Lishmoy, we're speaking about when they both occurred during the same avodah. So it's a contradiction in terms. The Mishnah says, Pasul, apparently we're following Rabbi Yossi, who takes everything into account. This is what he had in mind. This is what he wanted to say. You can't say it all at once. You have to say it one word at a time. But he really wanted to say everything. Lishmoy and Shlo Lishmoy, so everything carries weight. But it's not following Rabbi Meir, who would say that in this case, we just listen to the first part and ignore the second part. The first part is the Shmoy, and the carbon would not be possible. That's one side of the coin. Or Dilma, perhaps, B'shtei Avodes Tanan, we're speaking about when these two machshavis, when these two intentions occurred during two separate Avodes. For instance, Shechita was L'shma, and Zrika was Shelo L'shmoy. In which case, even according to Rabbi Meir, it would be possible. Why? Because one thing is unrelated to the other. The Pesach needs to have four kosher avoides. So the Shechita was good, but not the Zrika. So in this case, even according to Rabbi Meir, it would be possible, and our Mishnah, indeed, would follow even Rabbi Meir. Or Dilma, perhaps, B'shtei Avoides Tanan, the Mishnah is referring to the two separate avoides. V'afilu Rabbi Meir, the Omar Tvois L'Shin Rishon. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Meir, who generally says when we have a contradiction in terms, we grab the first part, we ignore the second part, that would only apply if they both occurred within the same avodah. So you have a contradiction. Which one do you follow? Yeah, you focus on the first and ignore the second. But if we're speaking about that the lishma took place in one avodah, shelo lishma in the other avodah, moida the mifsal. Even Rabbi Meir would agree in this case, the carbon is possible. Because that avodah, the second avoida that was done shelo lishmoy is possible. So which way is it? Again, the Mishnah says lishmoy and shelo lishmoy is possible. Did they both occur during the same avoida? And evidently we found Rabbi Yossi, who says take everything into account. Or are we speaking that lishmoy was during one avoida, shelo lishmoy during another avoida? In which case, all agree, even Rabbi Meir would agree, that second avoida was done shelo lishmoy, and therefore the Pesach is possible. Amri, so they responded, ahai, what are we speaking about? Meaning, this question of Rav Papa, one avoided, two avoided, in relation to which case in the Mishnah was this question proposed? Inema asher loy lishmoy ulishmoy wasn't in reference to shaloy lishmoy ulishmoy. Right, the Mishnah has several cases. the Sefer of the Mishnah, that is. We have Lishmoy v'Shloy Lishmoy, and then we have Shloy Lishmoy u'Lishmoy. So what was Rav Papa speaking about? Was he speaking about the case of Shloy Lishmoy? So he began with a Machshava HaPriseles and then proceeded to Lishmoy. Well, in that case, there's no question that it's possible according to all Shitas. Why? Because he initiated with what type of Machshava? Machshava of Psol. Shloy Lishmoy. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Bein Bavoida Achas, Bein B'Shtei Avoidas. Whether both these Machshavas occurred in the very same Avoida together, or in two separate Avoidas, it's irrelevant. It will be possible. Bein L'Rav Meir, Bein L'Rav Yosi, Ifslim Kam Maisa. The Pesach has already become possible as a result of the first Machshava, the first Kavana, the first expression, which was Shloy Lishmoy. So not only according to Rav Meir, would it be possible? Because he generally focuses on the first. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be possible. The whole Rabbi Yossi, Nami. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, Af Bigmar Dvor of Adam Nitfas Islay. He holds that you don't suffice with the first expression. You also take into account the Gmar Dvor, the conclusion of his expression. But certainly in this case, where he initiated with something that passes the carbon, Shloy Lishmoy was his first Amira. Of course, even Kotar B'Yosi would be possible. There's no question in that case. Everybody agrees it's possible. So that couldn't be the Shaila of Rav Papa. Because in this case, of Shiloh Lishmoy and Lishmoy, whether they were both during the Shechita, or one by Shechita, one by Zrika, all agree that it's possible. Because the first Machshava was Psal. Says the Gemara, Ella al Lishmoy, or Shiloh Lishmoy. Apparently, Rav Papa's question was proposed in connection with the other case in the Mishnah. Lishmoy, and then Shiloh Lishmoy. In this case, since he initiated with a proper machshava, a proper intent, he began with Shloy Lishmoy, but then transferred over to Shloy Lishmoy. My, what is the halacha? Meaning, is this following all shitas? Because we're speaking that there were two avoidas here. The Lishmoy was during the Shechita, the Shloy Lishmoy during the Zrika, and even our mayor agrees in that case that it's possible because the Zrika was completely Shloy Lishmoy. Or perhaps we're speaking Bavoy Da'achas. They both occur during the very same avoda. For instance, it was shoychet lishmoy and shloy lishmoy. And according to Rav Meir, in this case, since it's an inherent contradiction, because within the same avoda you can't have two machshavos, so we focus on the first, which is the shmoy, and ignore the second part, and therefore the carbon be possible. It's only according to Rav Yosi that we take everything into account, and the carbon would be possible. So according to Rav Meir, it would be kosher, because the initial kavanah was lishmoy, but according to Rav Yosi, we take everything into account. And therefore, the carbon be passed on our mission is following Rabbi Yosi. So which way is it? Again, is the mission speaking about both intentions taking place during the same avoda, or two separate avodas? Toshma, let's bring a right from the beginning of our mission. A Pesach sheshachtei shloy lishmoy, he did the shechita shloy lishmoy, v'kibel and the kabbalah v'holach and the ha'holacha v'zorak and he did the zrika shloy lishmoy. Mission says it's possible. Hey Chidami, what are we speaking about? Inayim kediktani. Oh, you meant to take it literally, that he did all four avoda shloy lishmoy? Lomali, ademachshav lekulu. Why do we need this? Why do we need that he has the shloy lishmoy applied to all four avodas to make it possible? It's not necessary. Mikam ma'isa ipsile. Once the first avoda, once the shechita was shloy lishmoy, it's already possible. Why does the Mishnah have to give us the whole long list of all four avodas that were done shloy lishmoy? It's not needed. Apparently, the Mishnah is saying like this. It's either or. HaPesach sheshachtei shloy lishmoy. The Shechita was done shloy lishmoy. Inami or. Shachtei lishmoy when the Shechita was done lishmoy, but the other ones weren't. V'kibel v'holach v'zar shloy lishmoy. Inami or. Shachtei v'kibel v'holach lishmoy. First three were lishmoy, properly done. V'zar shloy lishmoy, and the Zrika was shloy lishmoy. So it's either or. You don't need all four. It's either or, like Rashi explained in the Mishnah. One of these four avoidas, done shloy lishmoy, make the carbon puzzle. The havi lo shtei avoidas. So evidently we're speaking that when the Mishnah speaks about the four avoidas here, it doesn't mean that all four were done with the same machshava. Rather, one avoida was done with one type of machshava, and the other avoida with a different machshava. They have two avoidas, and the avoidas alternated. It wasn't the same thing throughout. Okay, so that's the ratio. We proved that. Ema sefer. Now let's proceed to the second part of the mission. Lishmoy v'shalei lishmoy. Right, that was the focus of our discussion until now. On the lishmoy, followed by shalei lishmoy. Hey Chidami, what are we speaking about? Inei b'shtei avoidas. If we're speaking once again that the lishma was on one avoida and the shalei lishmoy on the other avoida, hayne reisha. This is the very same halacha as the reisha. Why the repetition? We just discussed this case. Where one was lishmoy, one was shalei lishmoy, and it's possible. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Elolab b'avoida achas. Apparently, when the Mishnah speaks about lishmoy, lishlo lishmoy in the Sefer, we're speaking that they both occur during the very same avoida. He did the shechita lishmoy and shalei lishmoy. And it's possible, even there, for Rabbi Yosi. Apparently following Rabbi Yosi. The Amar, af, bigmar dvor of Adam Nitvas, that a person is held accountable for everything that he said. So it would seem that we have a raya, that indeed the Mishnah here is discussing two avoides. And we're following Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, lo'olam b'shtei avoides. Sorry, we have a raya that the Mishnah is speaking about the very same avoid. And evidently, we found Rabbi Yosi, who says that even if we have a contradiction within the same context, within the same framework, you address everything. You have to take into account everything. But it's not following Rabbi Meir, who would say in this case, just pick the first thing that he said and ignore the rest. Says Amar Loi, La'ilam b'shtei avoides. Perhaps we're speaking that Lishma was on one avoida, and Shalom Lishma in another avoida. The question was, haven't we already spoken about that in the Reish? Why the repetition? Says the Gemara, there's a difference, and there's a chiddush in the Sefer over the Reisha. Why? The Reisha is speaking the koy b'shchita. When he's involved in the shchita, ve'kam machasha b'shchita, and his machshava is focused on the shchita. Inami or koy b'zrika. When he's involved in the zrika, ve'kam machasha b'zrika. He thinks about the zrika. So he was thinking about that very avoida that he was involved in. So let's say, for example, during the shchita, he says, "I'm doing it l'shem Pesach." During the zrika, he says, "I'm doing l'shem shlomim." So each one focused on that activity that he's involved in. That's the ratio, and it's possible. Sefer. However, in the Sefer, we have even a greater chiddush. We're speaking, of course, about two avoiders, but listen to this. We're going to have a chiddush here that we haven't heard about yet. The koy b'shchita, the kachasha b'zrika. In the Sefer, it's speaking that he's involved in shchita, and he says to himself, "I'm doing the shechita for the sake of Pesach." That's number one. That's lishmoy, right? We're speaking lishmoy, lishlo lishmoy. So lishmoy was the shechita for the sake of Pesach. But while he's doing the shechita, he had another machshava. He expressed another intention. What was that? That I'm actually going to prepare now. Right? The shechita prepares the dam for the zrika. I'm preparing the dam for what type of zrika? I'm going to be zurik. Shalei l'shmoy. I plan on doing this zrika l'shem shlomim. So everything happened during the shechita. But it was focused on two different avoides. It was applied to two different avoides. It was l'shmoy, the shechita for the sake of Pesach. But there was also a shalei l'shmoy element. I'm being shechet to prepare the dam for zrika shalei l'shmoy. Let's see the Gemara. Sefa, the koi b'shchita b'kachasha b'zrika. He was during the shchita, and he was already thinking about the zrika. The Omar, he said, "Harin yishoichet is a Pesach. I'm doing the shchita on the Pesach lishmoy." That's number one. Number two, lizrek domish lo lishmoy. I intend on doing the zrika shlo lishmoy, and that works. That makes it possible. The kamash mlon and the chiddush here is the Mishnah is informing us the mechashven mavoid lavoida. While you are during one avoida. Why in the middle of the shechita you can have a machshava in preparation for zrika shelo lishmoy, and that will make it possible behind the bayder apapa, in line with the shaila apapa presented in Zvachim, who also spoke about this halacha. So in conclusion, perhaps when the Mishnah speaks about lishmoy and shelo lishmoy in the sefer, we're speaking not that they both apply to the same avoida. And that will get us involved in Machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi because you have a contradiction there. No. they're actually pertaining to two separate avodas. As far as the timing, yeah, when did they both occur? During the shechita. But as far as the application, they apply to two different avodas. One to the shechita, one to the zrika. And in this case, even Rami would agree it's possible, because one doesn't relate to the other. The shechita is lishma, and the zrika is lishma. Or at least the preparation for the zrika is lishma. So two things are unrelated. They don't contradict each other, and therefore, according to all shechitas, that shaloi lishma within the shechita will passel the Pesach. Toshma, let's proceed to figure out. Let's have some clarity as far as the Papa's question. When the Mishnah speaks about lishma and shaloi lishma, is it in the same avoida and only following Rabbi Yaisi, or is it even in two separate avoidas and following Rabbi Meir as well? Toshma. That's the very next case in the Mishnah. He began with Shloi Lishmai and proceeded to Lishmai. Mishnah says, puzzle. Hey, you dummy, what's the case? Iname b'shtei avoidas. This is speaking about two separate avoidas. So the Shkita was Shloi Lishmai and the Zrika was Lishmai. And the Mishnah tells us it's puzzle. What's the Chiddush? Hashta Lishmai v'shloi Lishmai. Amr's puzzle. If you just finish telling me that when he begins with Lishmoy and proceeds to Lo Lishmoy, in which case the initiation was properly done, it was Lishmoy to start off the Avoida, it's still possible because of the following Avoida, which was Shaloi Lishmoy. If that's the case, then Shaloi Lishmoy or Lishmoy Abaya? Is there a need to speak to tell me that Shaloi Lishmoy and Lishmoy would be possible? Of course it's possible. Once the carbon becomes possible, because the first avoida was with psul, he began with shloi lishmai. Of course, it's going to remain psul. What would change things? So what's the point of the mission telling us that when it begins with shloi lishmai and follows with lishmai, it's psul? Of course, it's psul. Elav avoida achas. Apparently, the chiddush here is because we're speaking that both occur during the same avoida, and as Rashi explains, that clarifies the need. Why does the Mishnah have to say Lishmoy, Lishloi Lishmoy, and then reverse it with Shaloi Lishmoy, Lishmoy? The Mishnah begins Lishmoy, Shaloi Lishmoy is puzzle, even though they're both in the same avoida, because we follow Rabbi Yossi, who says you have to take everything into account. So that's the Chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah follows with the case in the reverse. Shaloi Lishmoy, and then Lishmoy. What's the Chiddush here? Says Rashi, perhaps I would think that he changed his mind. Since they're both happening in the same avoida, perhaps he can undo his initial intent. True, it was Shloi Lishmoy, but then he followed with Lishmoy. Perhaps he could undercut it and invalidate the initiation. Be mavatal to Shloi Lishmoy, and the carbon be kosher? The Chiddushir is no. We have to take everything into account. And since he concluded, he initiated with Shloi Lishmoy, the carbon is possible. So again, a love avoda achas. Apparently, we're speaking that everything took place within the same avoda. Now, umid the sefer avoda achas. Once we just concluded that the sefer, meaning the case where was shaloi lishmoy and then lishmoy, they both occur during their very same avoda, as we just proved. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a chiddush. Reisha nami avoda achas. Apparently, the reisha as well, lishmoy and shaloi lishmoy, is also speaking that they both occur during the same avoda, and the fact that the Mishnah says it's possible is a riot or found a basis sheet. Because according to our mayor, if he began with Lishmoy and then ended with Shloi Lishmoy, we would ignore the Shloi Lishmoy. So this is a riot that was speaking about avoda achas. Says Mar Loi, Loi Lamashte avoidas. Perhaps actually they're speaking about two separate avoidas. So first there was an avoda Shloi Lishmoy and then Lishmoy. The question is self understood. Because if Lishmoy and Shaloi Lishmoy is no good, although he began with Lishmoy, certainly if he began with Shaloi Lishmoy and then proceeded to Lishmoy, it would be possible. You're right. Ubedinu Dele Itzrichle. In reality, the Mishnah had no need to really inform us this halacha. V'ay did a ton of Lishmoy, Lishloi Lishmoy. But on account of the fact that the Mishnah discussed the first case, Lishmoy and then Shaloi Lishmoy, so on account of that, the Mishnah simply reversed the case as well, although it wasn't needed, but just to match up the wording, Tananami, the Mishnah proceeded as well with the case of Shelo Lishmoi Ulishmoi. So at this point, once again, we have no conclusion whether we're speaking that both Lishmoi Shelo Lishmoi occurred within the same avoida or two separate avoidas. Tashma, let's bring it right. Shechata Shelo Lichlav. This is the Mishnah which we're going to have on the Afsamach Aleph, which the Gemara here refers to as the Seifa of our Mishnah that we just learned. Mishnah says, Shechata Shelo Lichlav. He did the Shechita on the Pesach with the intent that it's going to be fed Shelo Lichlav to people who can't, are not really able to eat the Korban Pesach. Rashi says, for instance, a Zokin, a Chole, who cannot eat a Kazayis. So that was one example. He did the Shechita Shelo Lichlav or Shelo Lemenuyev, or for the sake of people who did not count themselves, did not include themselves in the Chabura, in the group. Korban Pesach is meant to be eaten only for the people, the members of the Chabura. So during the Shechita, he had a machshava. He intended on doing it for the sake of Shelo Lemenuyev, or La Reilim, people that hadn't had a bris milah, or Litzmeim, puzzle. The Korban Pesach is puzzle. Now, Hocha Pshita Bavayda Achas. Certainly, we're speaking, it was one machshava during one avoida, of course. We're speaking only about one avoida, one Shechita. Umud Seifa Bavayda Achas. Now let's draw a parallel. Just as this part of the Mishnah speaking that everything occurred within the same Avoida, Reisha Nami, Avoida Achas. Let's assume that the Reisha as well, our Mishnah, discussing Lishmoi, Shelo Lishmoi, is where both occur during the same Avoida. So you have a conclusion to our question. It says more, me there, can you have a riot from there? How could you compare? Hokadisa, Hokadisa. Each Mishnah has its own context. The Mishnah there, it's speaking, of course, that it happened within the context of one avoida, but our Mishnah perhaps is speaking where the Lishmoi was in one avoida, Shelo Lishmoi was in a different avoida. You have no riot to compare one to the other. Seifa b'avoida achas, the Seifa certainly speaking when it all happened within the same avoida. Reisha, however, the first part, can be I b'avoida achas, either they both occurred in the same avoida, I b'shnei avoidas, or the machshavas occurred, each one in a separate avoida. Toshma, let's bring a raya. The Mishnah there continues, lo ichlav v'shloi lo ichlav, kasha. Let's see, he went ahead and did the Shechita. First thinking that I'm doing it lo'ichla for the people who are eligible to eat the carbon. And then proceeded with another improper expression, shelo lo'ichla. It's also for people who are not meant to eat it, who can't eat a kazayis. Mishnah says, what's halacha? Kasha. Why is it kasha? Because as long as there are some eligible eaters there, that's okay. Because the Shechita is needed even for one person. Because you can't have a kazayis without Shechita. So since he included some eligible people, that's okay. Now we're speaking that everything happened during the Shechita, but what do you mean when he said lo echlav v'shloi lo echlav? Hey Chidami, what are we speaking? Ineba b'shtei avoides. That although it happened during the Shechita, but it applied to a different avoida as well, meaning that he did the shechita lo oichlav. I'm shechting for the sake of its oichlam, for the eaters. But when he said shlo lo oichlav, what he meant to say is, during the shechita now, I'm having a machshava that I'm preparing the dam for the zrika, which will take place with a machshava of shlo lo oichlav. Similar to what we had before regarding lishmoi shlo lishmoi. Here we're speaking about lo ichlav v'shlo lo ichlav. Hey chidam, ineimu b'shtei avoidos. That it was meant to apply to two separate avoidos. Again, it's happening during the shechita. And he's saying, the shechita is for the sake of the oichlam. But I'm preparing, right now I'm preparing the dam for the zrika, which will happen shlo lo ichlav. And the Mishnah says it's kosher in this case. V'taima, let's make a diuk. The reason why it's kosher, v'taima the kosher b'zrika. That's because he had a machshava that applies to the Zrika, and there, this whole concept of Oichlim doesn't apply. It doesn't negate the Shechita. The machshava is Oichlim b'Zrika. It doesn't negate the Zrika, I mean. Because the machshava of eaters doesn't apply to Zrika. Shechita prepares the food for Achila. But Zrika has nothing to do with food preparation. Therefore, even though he had this machshav, look, I'm preparing the dam now for the zrika, shloi lo echlo, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't do any harm. That's why it's good. Apparently, ha b'avay da'achas. But if both aspects of his machshava would have applied to the avodachas, to the shechita that he's involved in, he's being shechit with both things in mind. Lo'echlov and shloi lo'echlov. Ho b'avodachas. Kigoyin b'shechita. For instance, during the shechita, the mahanyebe machshavas oichlin. Where during shechita, machshavas oichlin does play a role, does have effect on the kashrus of the shechita. Then we say that even in this case, when he had both things in mind, lo'echlov and shlo'echlov, but since they both took place within the same context of the avodas hashchita, possible. Is that true? Can you make such a dik and draw such a conclusion? Well, kaimelan, but we know for a fact that it's not so. Makes us oichlov like possible. In this case, where only part of the people he had in mind were ineligible eaters. That's okay. That doesn't harm the carbon. Because as we explained, Rashi brings the lashon, Efshel kazayis, possibly shchita. You can't have a kazayis without shchita, meaning even if there's one person that's going to eat it properly, that's okay because the shchita is for that person. You can't have a kazayis without shchita. That's enough to be machshed the shchita. So even if he mixed in some ineligible eaters, people who can't have a kazayis, as long as there's some mixas oichel, there's some eligible eaters. That's okay. So even if they both would have applied strictly to the shechita, I'm being sheikh lo'echlev and shloi lo'echlev would be kasha. So you can't say that the Mishnah is specifically speaking because it was two avoiders. The lo'echlev applied to the shechita and shloi lo'echlev to the zrika, which would imply that if they would both apply to the shechita, it would be possible. That's not so. El alav avoida achas. Apparently, even if they both would have applied to the same avodah, it's still kosher. Okay, so once we've arrived at that clarity, umid the sefer b'avodah achas, since the sefer speaking even b'avodah achas, reisha nami b'avodah achas. Apparently, the reisha as well. Let's assume is also speaking l'shmoy shlo'shmoy. Both apply to the same avodah. Let's assume the context of the reisha and the sefer are similar in nature. That's more, not necessarily. Meet the area. Can't bring a riot from there. Hakadisa, Valkadisa. Each one is speaking about its own context. Sefer b'avodah achas. Perhaps the sefer speaking that happened in the same avodah, but v'reisha, not necessarily. Oy b'avodah achas, b'shtei avodas. It could be that they both happened in the same avodah. In which case, it could only follow Rabbi Yosi, right? Because it was l'shmoy and shlo'shmoy, which are contradictory. And only Rabbi Yosi would say, well, everything has to be accounted for. And since there was a shaloy l'shmoy element there, it's possible. But according to Rameh, it would be kosher because tfois lashon rishon, that's one option. So perhaps lishmoy wasn't one avoda, shloi lishmoy wasn't another avoda. Since that second avoda was completely shloi lishmoy, it's possible even according to Rameh. So in summary, we have no conclusion regarding our shayla. We wanted to know when the Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Reish says lishmoy and shloi lishmoy, it's possible. Are you speaking that they both apply to the same avoda? It's only following one shita or b'yasi, or shtei avodos. And going according to even Rameh. Ibailu, the Bnei HaYeshiva, proposed another shayla. We know that a Karban Pesach needs to be done lishmoy. But that only applies when it was bizmane, on Erev Pesach, when it's meant to be brought. Lishmoy is good, shloi lishmoy is no good. However, if it's shloi lishmoy, out of its time, if it's a week before Pesach, the halacha is that at that point, a Pesach can turn into a shlomim, provided that it was processed shaloi lishmoy. For instance, he's thinking this is going to be a shlomim. But if he's doing it a week before Pesach, lishmoy lishem Pesach, then in this case, it's a paradox. Lishmoy will make it possible because it's not meant to be a Pesach. Says to him, what about the following case? Pesach sheshchotay b'shayim mois hashana. He took the Pesach and he shechted it throughout the rest of the year, a week before Pesach. Lishmoy. He begins lishmoy l'shem Pesach, which is inappropriate. U'shaloy lishmoy follows with shaloy lishmoy, which is actually good. Now, what is halacha here? Mi asi shaloy lishmoy. Shall we say the second machshava which was shaloy lishmoy, which actually makes the carbon kosher in this case? Can that come along u'mapikle midei lishmoy? and undercut the first machshava, which was the shmoy, which is detrimental. Can the second machshava fix it up? Umashli? I mean, mashli the karmen? Or perhaps not. Once he began with lishmoy, lishem pesach, which is an inappropriate machshava because it's out of bounds, it's a week before Pesach, it's too late. You can remedy it by adding shaloi lishmoy. And Tosis points out that even according to Rav Meir, this halacha would apply. Even Rav Meir holds that we follow the first expression, Tfos Lashon Rishon, but perhaps here it's different because, as Tosis explains, the Gemara soon will elaborate on this, the lishmoy which makes things puzzle here is something unique, very different than the standard, because usually lishmoy is something good, is a positive factor. Here the lishmoy is detrimental. So this element of detriment is something which is not so severe. It's not so universal. It's just a local halacha. Perhaps it doesn't carry the same weight. And you could undo it. You could override it by following through with another machshava of shelo lishmoy, which makes things kosher. That's the Gemara's shaila. Can that second machshava undo the first, make it kosher, or no? Once he's expressed lishmoy, which makes it possible in this case, it's too late. Ki asu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, Amrita lishmaito kamei Rav Yirmiyah. I presented my presentation. He wanted to say that it's going to be possible in this case. I presented it to Rabbi Yirmiyah as follows. Just like lishma, bizmani, on Erev Pesach, is a reason to make it kosher. V'sheloi lishmoi, machshiroi, sheloi bizmani. And sheloi lishmoi is actually a reason to make something kosher when the Pesach is being processed, shaloi bizmani. So we have, on the one hand of the scale, we have lishmoi bizmani makes things kosher, and shaloi bizmani, the shaloi lishmoi makes it kosher. Let's compare the two things. Ma lishmoi hamachshir bizmani. So just as the lishmoi, which makes it kosher when it takes place bizmani, ein meitziyoy midei shaloi lishmoi, it can't undo the shaloi lishmoi. Let's say he began shaloi lishmoi, which makes it possible. It's bizmani. And it's lishmoi. He began with shaloi lishmoi. That makes it possible. But then he follows with lishmoi. What happens now? He can't undo it. He can't remedy it retroactively because he began with shaloi lishmoi. So just as over there, the positive element of lishmoi, ma lishmoi lam hamakshiri, bizmani, ein mitzi, midei shaloi lishmoi, can't undo the shaloi lishmoi which preceded it. Av shaloi lishmoi hamakshiri shaloi bizmani. Likewise, the shaloi lishmoi, which actually brings kashrus when it's shaloi bismani, it's a positive element, it also does not have the power to undo the machshavas psul, which preceded it. So bottom line is that a machshava which is kosher can't undo the machshava which makes psul. Let's compare the two things. So this was Rav Dimi presenting to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So regarding our question, he took the Pesach a week before Yom Tov. Did the Shechita Lishmoy, in this case Lishmoy is no good, and then followed with Shelo Lishmoy, it's too late. V'amarli, and he responded to me, you can't compare. Because here the Machsheves Psul, which happens to be Lishmoy, is something unique. It's not something which really carries much weight. It doesn't apply elsewhere. Perhaps that can be easily overturned. V'amarli, Loi, Im Amris, B'Shelo Lishmoy. If this applies to Shaloi lishmoi, where if he did a shaloi lishmoi, which is a machshavas psul, you can't undo that. Well, that's because shaloi lishmoi is a universal psul. It carries lots of weight. Shekein noy b'chalas vachem. It's something which applies to all kabbanis. Shaloi lishmoi is a reason to ruin things. That can't be undone. It can't be fixed up. Taima b'lishmoi. But how could you compare it to lishmoi? In our case, which is a machshavas psul. Shekein ein noy b'chalas vachem. It doesn't apply elsewhere. Elo b'pesach b'vad. It's unique to Pesach, so perhaps it doesn't carry so much weight. And even though he began with Lishmoy, which makes it possible. Again, we're speaking a week before Pesach. Lishmoy makes it possible. That Lishmoy, that psul is a weak psul and can be overturned by following with Shiloh Lishmoy. It will overturn and remedy the karma. My Havelos, so what was the conclusion on this Shail? Omarov. He's going to say like this. Yeah. The Machsheves psul in this case is not so severe and can be overturned. Amar Rava, Pesach sheshchatay b'shari moys hashana. a Pesach that was shechted outside of the Zman, a week before Pesach, Lishmoy v'shlo Lishmoy, he began with Lishmoy and followed with Shlo Lishmoy, what's Halach? Kosher. Because the Shlo Lishmoy, which is, in this case, a Machshavas Kashrus, will fix up the carbon. And he proved it. I'll prove this to you. The Hastam Lishmoy Koy, we know that a carbon Pesach is presumed to be designated, slated for Lishmoy. It's Stam Lishmoy. So it already has that inherent Lishma element in it. It's meant to be Karav Lishmoy. Afiloch, and even so, he can go ahead and undo that. Ki shachat le shaloi Lishmoy kosher. Even so, if he goes ahead and takes this Karban Pesach, a week before Pesach, and does it shaloi Lishmoy, what's Allah? It's kosher. Despite the fact that this behemoth, this Karban, already contained that element of Lishmoy. It's meant for Lishmoy. It's stamma Lishmoy. It's slated for Lishmoy. You can undo that by saying Shloi Lishmoy. So what do we see? That Shloi Lishmoy has the ability to undo the Lishmoy. And since it's a week before Pesach, and Shloi Lishmoy is a machshava that's machsher, it's going to be machsher the carver. Alma, apparently you see from here, Asi Lishmoy, Shloi Lishmoy, that the machshava shloi lishmoy, in this case, which is a positive element, it's a week before Pesach, shloi lishmoy makes it kosher. That comes along, umapik le midei lishmoy, and will undo the lishmoy element within the carbon. So we see that shloi lishmoy is really stronger than lishmoy because, as we explained earlier, perhaps because lishmoy is, it doesn't carry so much weight here. The lishmoy that makes things puzzle is something unique. And therefore, the shloi lishmoy can undo it and make it kosher. So just as we find, again, we find that a carbon, although it has a stam lishmoy, it's meant to be lishmoy, you can undo that. You can undo the nature of the carbon by saying shloi lishmoy. Ki shochet nami lishmoy, shloi lishmoy. Likewise, in our case, when he did the shechita a week before Pesach, first expressing lishmoy, and then shloi lishmoy, also shloi lishmoy, umapik le, midei lishmoy. The shloi lishmoy will undo the lishmoy, and make the carbon kosher would be considered a shlomim. How can you compare the two things? You're saying, well, just like when it's stama lishma, you can undo it by saying shloi lishmoy. Likewise, when he expressed lishma, he can immediately undo it by saying shloi lishmoy. How can you compare the two things? Duma shani, perhaps there's a big difference. Heichad omar, a difference between when he said something, when he expressed the lishmoy. Perhaps that can't be undone. The difference between that, Meichad Loyomar, and a case where he didn't say. Sure, a carbon Pesach is Stama Lishma. It's meant to be Lishma, but he never said Lishma. It's implicit. That could be undone. How could you compare, how could you apply that concept to our case where he said Lishma, which makes it possible? Who says he can undo it? And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you there's a difference between an implicit status and an expressed intention from a different halach. The halo oichla v'shlo oilach of kasha. We learned this earlier. He does a shechita with both intentions. He says, I'm doing it for the people who have the ability to eat and also for ones who don't have the ability. Kasha. We say it's fine. The kol eichla v'shachet le shlo oichla v'chodei pasal. However, he takes a carbon Pesach and does the shechita strictly shloi lo'echlav. Of course, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? V'amai, why? Ha'stama lo'echlav kai. The stama of this carbon is for who? For the oichlav. So it already has that element embedded within it. Lo'echlav. So now when he says, I'm shechting it shloi lo'echlav, we should regard it as though it has both elements there. Lo'echlav, which is the natural designation of the carbon, and shloi lechlav, which is expressed. And we know that what happens when there's shloi lechlav and shloi lechlav together, it's kosher. So just as if he said lechlav and shloi lechlav, it's kosher, in this case as well, since it's stama lechlav, and he added on top of that shloi lechlav, it should be regarded as one and the same halacha, and it should be kosher. Oh, Ella, apparently you see from here, shani, there's a big difference. Shani hecha de'amar, There's a big difference between when he says it and he expressed it. If he says lo'echlav and nesh lo'echlav, that's fine because he expressed lo'echlav. So we have both elements explicitly expressed. Whereas if he just took a plain carbon Pesach, although it's slated lo'echlav, but he never spoke about it, and all he said was shloi lo'echlav, meichad lo'yomar, from a case where he didn't say lo'echlav, all he said was shloi lo'echlav, that shloi lo'echlav carries power, has greater weight than the stum of the carbon. All he said was shloi lo'echlav. The shchita has a din of shloi lo'echlav, and it's possible. Hachi nami, see here as well, when it comes to the carbon Pesach, a week before Pesach, and we're speaking that he did the shchita l'shmoy and shloi l'shmoy. Here too, let's differentiate. Hachinami, shani, there's a big difference. Hechad amar. Difference between a case where he said the l'shmoy and followed it with shloi l'shmoy. Perhaps that can't be undone. Mechad l'amar, from a case where he didn't say. We have just a carbon which is meant to be l'shmoy, but he didn't say it. He didn't verbalize it. See, so yeah, over there, the shloi l'shmoy can be mafkia, can undo from the designation of the carbon. Since he didn't say l'shmoy, all he said was shloi l'shmoy, the carbon is kosher. But you can't compare it to our case where he said l'shmoy and then followed the shloi l'shmoy. Who says that the second expression can undo the first? Omer lei. So Rava responded, no, not necessarily. You can't compare our case to that case. First, I'll say it outside for clarity. Yeah, in the case of Machshavas Oichlin, we find the difference between something which is just implicit, which can easily be overridden, and something which was expressed, which cannot necessarily be overridden. You know why? Because over there, it's not an absolute. The fact that a carbon is meant, is designated for the Oichlam, for these specific people, it's not absolute. Perhaps they're here today, and they're gone tomorrow. They'll back out, and other people will take over. So since it's not an absolute designation, that can be undone easily. And therefore, since it's only implicit, it can be overridden and undone. But when it's expressed, it carries more weight. That's over there by the Machshavas Oichlam. But when it comes to Lishma, that's absolute. A carbon Pesach is meant to be processed l'shma. That's it. Bottom line. There's no ifs or buts. It's an absolute designation. So perhaps over here, there's no difference between the implicit, the stama, which is very clear and absolute, and the expressed intent of l'shma. Perhaps you shouldn't differentiate between one or the other. And since we find that when you have a carbon Pesach, which is stama l'shma, which is meant to be l'shma, you still have the power to override that. Take this carbon a week before Pesach, which is meant to be Lishma, and say, no, it's Shloi Lishma. I'm doing the Shkita Shloi Lishma, and that makes it kosher. You can override Lishma. Likewise, even if you express the Lishma, which on its own would make it possible, but once you've added Shloi Lishma, that has the power to undo and override and remedy the Avod. Amalei, so Rava responded, me the area. How can you bring a Raya from over there, from the Oichlov to our case of Lishmai? Bishleim Ahasam over there, yeah. It makes sense. Kama the Le'okar Le'Beshchita. Bishleim Ahasam by Lishma. Kol Kama the Le'okar Le'Beshchita. Until he actually uproots the Lishma during the Shchita, he expresses an intention otherwise, other than the stomach. Stomi by Lishma Koy. It's certainly meant, it's slated for Lishma. And therefore, since we find that you can undo that Lishma status, that Stoma Lishma status, he takes his Karm Pesach a week before Pesach and does the Shchita Shloi Lishma, it's kosher. He can undo the Lishma element. Likewise, even if he expressed it, if he said Lishma, he can undo that immediately by saying Shloi Lishma. There's no difference between one or the other. Elohach, but over here by Oichlin, it's a weak element. This element of lo'echlav, this stoma, is not absolute. Avalacha stoma lo'echlav koi? Is it slated for these eaters? Dumu mim shechihani. Perhaps these fellows will back out. Vasechrini. And other people will come along. Umim kneel away. And become members of this carbon. which is perfectly legal. This non. Nimnin, people can join the group of the Korban Pesach, u'moishchin esedeim imenu. Likewise, the current members could actually pull out from the group until the shechita of the Pesach takes place. So what do we see here? That the oichlon of the Korban Pesach is something inconclusive. It's something still pending until the shechita. Therefore, says the Gemara, pertaining to the oichlon element, the fact that it's designated for these eaters, that since it's something that's still pending, it depends if it's implicit or expressed. If it's only stoma, the fact that the korban is designated for these eaters, since that's not something conclusive, not something that really, really carries much weight, something that can change at any moment, therefore it can be undone easily. Therefore, if he takes a korban pesach, despite the fact that it was stoma lo'ichlov, he takes it and he does a shechita shloi lo'ichlov, that machshava, that expression of shloi lo'ichlov, will undo the lo'ichlov designation and makes it possible. Whereas if he expressed it, if he did the shechita lo'ichlov, so he verbalized it and then added shloi lo'ichlov, shloi lo'ichlov won't undo it because he expressed it. Expression, that carries more weight. So by lo'ichlov, we see a difference between implicit and expressed. But when it comes to our case of lishmoy, we all know that a korban pesach is meant to be brought lishmoy. It's absolute. It's etched in stone. No two ways about it. It's not pending. That's a very strong element. The lishmoy element. The stama lishmoy. Now, since we find that even over there, you can easily undo it. If he takes his pesach a week before Yom Tov, it's stama lishmoy, which is absolute. And he shechts it shiloh lishmoy, he makes it kosher. Because the shiloh lishmoy can undo the lishmoy. Likewise, says the Gemara, if he took the carbon, did the shechita lishmoy, and then shiloh lishmoy, although there was a lishmoy element there, he can undo it easily with the shiloh lishmoy, which makes it kosher. You can compare the two things. There's no difference between implicit and expressed when it comes to lishmoy, since it's an absolute factor. And just as you can undo the stama lishmoy by doing it shiloh lishmoy, which makes it kosher, he can undo even the expressed intention of lishmoy. Therefore, says the Gemara, perhaps in our case, where he has the carbon a week before Pesach, and he did the shechita lishmoy, and then followed by saying shloi lishmoy, the shloi lishmoy can override lishmoy and make it kosher. Let's just run over the steps of the Gemara for clarity. We began with the shaila. If we have a carbon Pesach a week before Pesach, we're over there, lishmoy is actually to his detriment. If he thinks Pesach, it makes it possible. Only shloi lishmoy will make it kosher. And this fellow did the shechita with both intentions, lishmoy and shloi lishmoy. What is the halacha? Shall we say that the shloi lishmoy can undo the lishmoy and make it kosher or not? So the Gemara said that perhaps, just as all over, we know that a machshava can undo the previous machshava. Here as well, it can't do that. It can't be machshered. Or perhaps the lishmoy which makes it possible here is something which is not universal. It's something unique to this case. Therefore, doesn't carry so much weight and can be easily overridden. And Rava tells us, yeah, it can be overridden. Just as we find that the stoma can be overridden, if we have the Pesach, which is intended for lishmoy, and he takes it and does the shloi lishmoy, it makes it kosher. We're speaking, of course, a week before Pesach, which meant to be shloi lishmoy. Likewise, even if he expressed lishmoy, but then followed with shloi lishmoy, that will undo it and make it kosher. And the Gemara concluded, because unlike the lo'ichla, which is not absolute, something pending, this is something absolute. And if we find that the absolute designation of lishmoy can be easily overridden and undone, likewise, even the expressed lishmoy can be overridden by shloi lishmoy, and perhaps this carbon will be kosher. Let's make a quick chazara to today's daf. We had a Mishnah which told us that a carbon pesach needs to be processed completely lishmoy. So if any of the four avoidas were shloi lishmoy, the pesach will be possible. We had several cases in the Mishnah. For example, we had a case where it was lishmoy and shloi lishmoy. Mishnah says it's possible. Rav Papa says, well, what are we speaking? They both happened within the same avoida. And we're following Rabbi Yossi, who holds that we have to take everything that he said into account. And since there's an element of shloi lishmoy, it's possible. Or speaking that the lishmoy was in one avoida, shloi lishmoy was in a different avoida. And we're following even Rav Meir, who generally says when we have a contradiction, we ignore the second part. We pick only the first part. But in this case, since the lishmoy was in the shechita, the shloi lishmoy was in the zrika, they're both two separate avodas, unrelated to each other, even Rebbe would agree, since the zrika was shloi lishmai, independently shloi lishmai, it's possible. So which way is it? Mori attempted to bring several rayas to clarify the context of the Mishnah, and we did not really end up with a conclusion. The Gemara concluded with the case of Ikar Pesach, a week before Yom Tov. He wants to turn into a shlam. He did the shchita lishmai, which makes it possible, then followed with shloi lishmai, which will make it kasher, which will turn into a shlamim. What is the halacha? And the Gemara concluded, the name of Rava, that his carbon will be kasher. Be well, Hatzlacha Rava.